Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
They say that size doesn't matter, but we all know that's a lie. Size always matters when you're talking about trucks or that steak that you ate last night. Don't fall for those cheap gimmicks or stupid commercials. You want to increase your size, do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself some man tires. That's right, man tires. A good set of man tires can change any wussy wagon into a respectable man-mobile in minutes. Just visit mymantires.com and see what you've been missing. That's mymantires.com. Men, the time is now. Log on to mymantires.com and tell them you want some of them man tires. Man tires, the original male enhancement. Available now, only on mymantires.com.
Supporting bees, the old-fashioned way. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off.
You are listening to the RC Scale Builder Show on Warbird Radio. Now here is your host, Mike Chilson.
And welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson. Today is Tuesday, November 25th in my part of the world. I'm glad you guys could join us tonight. This is kind of our last show of the season, and glad you're able to join in live. And if you're not listening, live, then let's make sure that you check out the next live show coming up the first year.
Where are you hosting the show from tonight, Mike? I don't even want to know. But it's at live.
What that
it's like
is.
Gunfire going off in the background or something.
Man, I think Jerry's like juggling glass or something.
It's the last show of the season. Have fun, yeah.
we're going to have fun with this. Okay. So anyway, glad you could join us again. Tonight we got a great guest, a special guest, and one of my good friends. Jerry Bates is here with us tonight. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show, Jerry.
Good evening, Mike. How you been?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Everything okay over there?
Yeah, staying busy, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Out of trouble.
I hear you. Well, I just wanted to get you on the show. You hadn't really checked in with us, I guess, since last year sometime. But I wanted to get you on and maybe talk about some of the stuff you're doing. But before we get into that, folks, a couple of ways you can get in touch with Jerry and ask him questions, or if you have a general question you can ask on the show here. You can phone us at 478-787-4768, Skype us at Warbird Radio, that's all one word, or email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Or you can join the chat here on Warbird Radio just by clicking on the Join Us in the Live Chat link under the Listen Live button and ask your question there. That's fine, too. But so, Jerry, for the benefit of the two people on the planet and RC Scale who don't know who you are, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business?
Yeah, I do scale RC aircraft plans.
Right.
And started off, you know, like all of us, just a child, fascinated with aviation. Began by building plastic models and progressed on through to, you know, control line and radio control, free flight. And I did a couple of plans for myself, some scratch building stuff. And some of my friends said, hey, man, could you make me a plan so I could do one too? And, well, okay. One thing led to another, and now I'm pretty much at least 90% doing nothing but the plan part of the hobby.
Right. What was your first model you designed yourself? Do you remember?
It had to be some old control liner, but I guess the first in this latest series of RC plans would be the P-40.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. So how many years have you been doing this now?
300 and probably a good 40 to 45 years.
Isn't that amazing? And you know, it shows in your selection of plans as far as you have so many to choose from. You've obviously spent a lot of hours getting that collection together.
Yeah, I love collecting all kind of data on aircraft, everything I can get my hands on, you know, before I start on a plan.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, let's talk about, you know, the thing that a lot of people talk about your plans is that they are the outline and the scale fidelities there, maybe more so than in some other plans. But what kind of drives you to do that? I mean, are you, you know, I know you pretty well. I wouldn't really consider you a perfectionist. I mean, you do like details, but you know, the amount of detail that goes into some of your work on your plans is pretty amazing. What kind of drives you to do that?
I guess it's just having scratch built a lot and worked from plans that you know, left a little to be desired.
Yeah.
So when I'm drawing one, I'm actually building it as I'm going, you know, imagining myself, how would I get those two parts together? How would the next three or four come in line with that? And, you know, pretty soon, way before the plan is drawn, I've got it built in my head anyway. And, you know, that way you can eliminate all kinds of problem areas and parts, mostly.
You know? Yeah. Well, and you know, the other thing too is your designs are pretty clean and easy to build. And that doesn't always go hand in hand with scale fidelity. Mm-hmm. So how do you kind of achieve that?
Well, I spent my life as a draftsman and an engineering designer. And the primary goal there is to impart information to a team of laborers who have very little idea what the big picture is.
Right.
With that said, the drawing must be easy to read and include only the data required by that person.
Yeah.
To do that part of the work. But by the same token, you're also doing it for the guy with the money in his pocket. And so, it's got to look pretty, you know.
Sure.
He probably isn't going to understand it, but the better it looks, more chances you have of doing another job. So it sort of all goes together. You just gotta try not to clutter it up, you know, just give the information that's required and not a lot of extras.
Right. Well, that's pretty interesting to hear that. I've never heard that from you before. That's why I kind of wanted to ask you that question, because that's something that I think comes up from time to time. So let me ask you something. What are some of your more popular designs that you think sell the best or most people like to purchase and build? Why do you think that is? You know,
lately it's been the Sea Furies of all sizes. I presume, at least for me, it is a really nice flying airplane. It flies more like a pattern plane than it does a scale model that, you know, sometimes can be finicky and that sort of thing. It's fairly easy to build. Doesn't have a huge cockpit like an SBD or a Helldiver or something.
Right.
And, of course, the P-40 series of planes has always been popular.
Yeah.
Basically the same reason. Being an early plan, the P-40 series includes a construction manual and all kind of helpful aids. As I got more involved in this and kind of moved away from, I guess, the beginner side of it,
right,
aiming more towards the serious RC guy, kind of leaving out the construction manual part of it, since they're not beginners and everybody's got their own way of doing things, paint and fiberglassing and so forth and so on. I think the Sea Fury has been popular, and oddly enough, for some strange reason, the Dragon Rapide has been very, very popular. Not my design, one that I picked up along the way, but it's become popular lately also.
Yeah. What any other ones besides those three?
Well, of course, the P-51 has been popular all along.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the last models. I'm doing the A and the A-36 and those.
Right.
I really try not to do something that somebody else has already got out there. And, you know, I guess anybody could say, if you're in this just to make money, everybody needs to do a P-51, a Corsair, a P-47. But, my gosh, they're all over the place. So,
yeah,
not much need in doing that. I think one of the most exciting ones I recently released is the P-39 Air Cobra.
Yeah.
Always been a favorite with people. And, of course, tricycle landing gear is nice. But then again, the gear is the primary reason most people haven't built it. Sierra is doing the gear for it and doing a wonderful job on the nose wheel. I think that is what makes the airplane.
Sure.
Although it's in quarter scale, it's designed principally if you're going to contest with the airplane. That's an electric, so nothing sticks out. But of course, gas motors fit. I don't think it'd be a higher scoring, competition plane that way.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool though. Another thing that, comes up a lot about your plans is sometimes there's a little saying that goes around and we always joke about it is that if it's butt ugly, it must be a Bates.
That's true.
Can you let people know what that means and why we joke about that?
Well, I guess I like the redheaded stepchild there. You know, I mean, if an airplane's got some history on it, then that's always attractive to me. If it's different, that's attractive. Of course, if it's a super oddball that nobody's ever going to want to build, there's not much need in going into that area. But
right.
I've got several odd ones out there, you know. There's Zeroli does a wonderful C-47, so I've decided I'm not going to do that. So I'm doing the C-46 Commando. Well, you know, not very many of them out there anymore, but very nice airplane.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you'd like to ask Jerry a question, we got a couple of questions queuing up in the chat room here. But if you'd like to ask Jerry a question, you can do it one of several ways. You can call in at 478-787-4768. You can Skype us at just Warbird Radio, all one word. Or you can email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com with your question. Or you can join us in the live chat just by clicking on Join Us in the Live Chat link under the Listen Live button here on Warbird Radio. A couple of questions coming up while we're talking about different designs and why you pick things. Mauricio in the chat room wants to know, how about asymmetric planes like the Blumenvals 141? Have you ever considered doing it?
Yeah, there's a couple. Unfortunately, I am not enamored with German World War II aircraft. I know it's kind of a big thing at the moment, but I'm more of a British, American, and oddly enough, Japanese. I guess that's because my dad fought in the Pacific, so
right.
I'm kind of sticking around that area.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing a lot of people don't realize, too, about the German planes is that pick any aircraft that they produced, and there's probably a minimum of 10 to 12 versions of it.
That's true. It seems like as they were coming off the assembly line, they were sticking guns out of different areas and doing all kinds of things with them. So
that's right. You know. And that has its own set of challenges having to deal with that, right?
So. That's for sure.
One other question I had for you was, let's see here. I was looking at my notes. I'd scribbled some other things down. So let's talk a little bit about your designs. You know, a lot of people have a question about, you know, different designers lay their plans out to be built slightly different. You know, some build the fuselages and jigs. Some build half and half, side, you know, one left side and right. Some build top and bottom. Can you tell us a little bit about your plans, generally speaking, what philosophy you follow along those lines for construction?
Yeah, generally speaking, with fuselages, I I do a top and bottom. Build the top half of the fuselage over the plan. Include the horizontal and vertical at that time so you can see that it's level with the building surface. Completely sheet the top of it. Take it off and then turn it over and do the bottom. Kind of quick that way.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I like that rather than doing it on the vertical center line half and half is that no matter what you do, you're going to wind up with some kind of warp. If you're building it half and half top and bottom and get a warp, it's most likely going to be in the down direction. Thrust line will be angling down, basically. If you do get that.
Yeah.
If you're doing it side by side and get a warp, that truly affects the flying characteristics of it. Whereas if you're doing it top and bottom, it makes so very little difference you'll never notice it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's nobody likes it to end up like a banana, right?
Well, there you go. You know, especially at that point,
you've
done all the hard work. You picked it up, looked at it, and said, "Damn."
Yeah, exactly. Well, what about your wings? I know generally you use a dihedral brace with an upper and lower spar, and you usually put shear web in there, right?
That's right, yeah. Just a basic
design. Yeah.
And most all of them have washout just to make the plane fly easier, whether they're full-scale one did or not. And I usually accomplish that with tabs on each individual rib.
Right.
So it lays right down over the plan. You build right over the plan, and your washout is built in and cut off the little tabs afterwards when you take it off the board. Speaking of the wing, too, and most all plans I do at this stage are fifth scale and larger. And at that scale, I normally use the full-size scale airfoils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked wonderful. If you're doing a 049 or something, a little tiny airplane, it's not going to work worth a darn. But I guess as we're getting the thing bigger, it acts more like the real airplane.
I got you. You know, one other cool thing about your designs that I like personally is you build a box. On most of your designs, you build a box for the firewall and the tank, and then everything kind of builds up around that on top half of the fuselage. One thing that I want to point out to folks too is if they'll go to the tutorial section on rcscalebuilder.com, there's a great tutorial you wrote on building scale airplanes, and you really lay out step by step the tools you need, the glues you're going to use, general construction practices, when to use sheeting, when to use strip planking, that kind of stuff, first of all, thank you for that. But you guys be sure and check that out who are listening. That's a fantastic tutorial, that Jerry contributed to the site.
Well, that's actually a necessity getting to be my age, You get old-timers, so I have to look at it every now and then and say, "Oh yeah, that's where you put the glue." Yeah,
I understand. Believe me, I completely understand. We had a question here from Glenn. He wanted to know. He said, "When I buy plans, I like to see what the plans look like, mainly to see how much trouble I'm getting myself in for. Is there any chance to have a preview available on your website?"
Yeah, we have been thinking about that. Something like a reduced size PDF, maybe of two or three of the drawings for each plan, so people can get a better understanding of what they're getting into. I don't blame you. I have bought many, many plans over the years and were really dissatisfied when I got them. Either they were too complicated for what I could do or they just didn't cut the mustard, didn't live up to my expectations.
I bought a plan once for a specific airplane. I won't say what the airplane is or who designed it, but it came from another country, and I got it over here, And basically, for the fuselage, the plan said, build this box and then put foam on the top and on the sides and shape.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what it said.
Very excellent.
Yeah. So I can understand what you're coming from, Glenn. Yeah.
Yeah, I had an inquiry today from Europe. A guy actually wanted to do the D-21, and he just wanted to see if my plans were worth a hoot. And so I sent him a couple of PDFs, and well, he was satisfied. So
good. Okay, well, that's good. Glenn, we're actually going to be getting to your next question here in a minute, so hang loose. Folks, if you'd like to join in, you can give us a call. You can pick up the phone. You can use Skype on your computer. If you want to call us on the phone, call us at 478-787-4768. If you'd like to Skype us, just do a search for Warbird Radio, all one word, and Skype us, and we'll get you on the air. Or you can shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com, and I'll read your question on the air. Or you can join in the chat by clicking on the live chat link under the Listen Live button on Warbird Radio. And let me throw a little plug in here for all you people who are listening to the podcast after the fact. You need to listen to the live show because it's a lot more interesting. You can interact with the guest. Let's move on a little bit. You know, we were talking about kind of some of your more popular designs. What have you been working on lately? I guess the first question is, what are some of the plans you've released recently as far as new plans?
I've got four or five of them, and the latest plan has probably been released a little early, actually, is for a 144-inch Curtis Commando.
Okay.
I say early because we are working on a multi-piece fuselage, fiberglass fuselage with the vertical stab built in.
Yeah.
Along with nacelles and cowlings for that. And the gear, oddly enough, turns out to be exactly the same as the 8th scale, I think it is, B-26 Marauder remains to. Along with that, I've got a new quarter-scale Curtis P-36 Hawk, and Frank Tiano is doing the prototype build on it at the moment. And we're working together on the cowling canopy for that, too, and Sierra's doing the retracts.
Yeah.
Of course, and I've sent you one of these because I think you'll like it, too. I have a Curtis Robin B model. That's the one with the OX5, a quarter scale. It's 123 inches. Old conventional construction, but we're doing the struts and the gear and everything as scale as we can there. So that kind of makes the airplane. And then when we're since we were on the oddballs, I released a 104-inch Vulti Vengeance.
All right.
I've had that thing in the queue now for several years, but just got around to finishing it here lately. A really different airplane, very butt ugly and really cool. Looks great in here, you know.
Well, yeah, Nigel says he's still waiting for you to draw the American Gyro AG-4 Crusader.
yeah, that's too bad it didn't have guns, or I'd jump right on it. You know?
That's right. That's right. So what's in the queue? I mean, you know, the great part about talking to you, and I love to call you and ask you this sometimes just to hear what you're working on. But what's on the drawing board now, and maybe what's in the queue to be drawn?
Okay. At the moment, I've dropped back to working on a plane I've been working on for myself the last couple of years, and that's an Aranca L3.
Gotcha.
Defender. You know, it's kind of like a Cub, but it's an Aranca instead of a Cub. And that's a third scale, and I think it's 144 inches, too, as a matter of fact. Really, really cool airplane. I like it a lot. And I'm just finished collecting data for my next project, which is going to be the Nakajima KI-43 Oscar in fifth scale. like almost like the German plane. Every time you turn around, they put out a different one, you know?
Right.
I think I found one that satisfies most all of the changes, and I think I'm going to do the 2 model.
Okay.
Mark 2 model of it, so... So that'll be my next one, along with the cowling canopy for it and the retraction and so forth. So in the future, so I've got so many on the learn list, you know. I've got several that are actually done, but they're undergoing prototype building at the moment.
Right.
One of them's 120-inch Helldiver.
Yeah.
And I really like to do a quarter scale BT-13.
Oh yeah,
but you know the old rule: I never ever change my mind unless I do, which I often do. So.
Well, you know that's part of the fun of it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Darn right, you know.
Absolutely.
I get to collect all those books and stuff, you know.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, let's see. You got some other stuff you're working on too. You kind of got some stuff on the back burner too, like the Mariner.
Oh yeah, right. That's really odd too, because isn't that about 144 inches also?
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I wonder who I've been doing that one for, Mike.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, if you'd like to call in, now's your chance. Lines are open, 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio, all one word. Or shoot us an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Or you can join us in the live chat by clicking on the link below the Listen Live graphic on Warbird Radio. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, we got a couple of, let's see, I was just looking at the chat here. James Weeks says, what about a Lockheed T-33A?
Gee, I would, but there's no propeller on the front of it.
Yeah, James, let me tell you, I've been trying to get him to draw a jet for me for I don't know how long. It just ain't going to happen. So, I keep sending him pictures of this FJ-1 Fury, and I guess what I'm going to have to do is start taking a Sharpie and drawing a propeller on the front of it.
Yeah.
So
I'm still collecting data on it.
Yeah, that's what he normally tells me. I'm still collecting data. That's awesome. Well, that's pretty cool. So a couple other things I want to talk about while we had you on the phone here. I tell you what, why don't we go ahead and if the engineer's here, let's go ahead and let's take a break. Jerry, can you stick around after the commercials and answer a few more questions?
Sure, absolutely. Love to.
Okay, well, let's do that. Folks, stick around and be thinking about questions you have for Jerry, because we're going to be wrapping up with him shortly here. But stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
They say that size doesn't matter, but we all know that's a lie. Size always matters when you're talking about trucks or that steak that you ate last night. Don't fall for those cheap gimmicks or stupid commercials. You want to increase your size, do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself some man tires. That's right, man tires. A good set of man tires can change any wussy wagon into a respectable man-mobile in minutes. Just visit MyManTires.com and see what you've been missing. That's MyManTires.com. Men, the time is now. Log on to MyManTires.com and tell them you want some of them man tires. Man Tires, the original male enhancement. Available now, only on MyManTires.com.
Supporting peace, the old-fashioned way. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
You are listening to the RC Scale Builder Show on Warbird Radio. Now here is your host, Mike Chilson.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and I'm talking with the famous Jerry Bates. It's also known as the infamous Jerry Bates.
Yeah, but, that's for sure.
We won't go into that, right? Jerry, I want to thank you again for coming on the show tonight. This is absolutely one of the best shows I usually have. I'm sorry, I just got thrown off there. Something Nigel just typed in the chat.
Yeah, well, he'll throw anybody off.
Anyway, I'm glad that you were able to come on the show and talk with us. It's always a great pleasure and an honor to have you on here. And I think people love to hear what you're working on and hear your advice about things. So I really appreciate you coming on. Nigel wanted to know, is it true that you like to do your designing while naked?
Yeah, that's why I don't have my Skype picture on at the moment.
That's right.
I'm kind of into thongs, actually.
All I can say is thank goodness, okay?
I don't blame you.
Okay, well, back to it. Something I wanted to cover, I didn't really put in the show notes, but I was thinking about it tonight before the show, that we might want to talk about is a lot of times I don't think people realize when they order plans and parts from you that there's a reason why it takes 4 to 6 weeks for the parts to get there, but you get the plans to them in a week or so. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit? I think that would be helpful if people kind of understood that.
Great. Yeah. Actually, when I first started out, I was doing all the fiberglass stuff myself and pulling all the canopies myself. The canopy thing stopped first when the wife threw me out of the kitchen forevermore. the darn fiberglassing got to be way too much, so I have to farm that out. So at the moment, all I handle personally is paper and canopies, but I have people make canopies for me in 6 to 12 at a time, so I keep those in stock. Fiberglass, no longer able to keep those in stock. Too many parts, way over 200 different parts. So
yeah.
What I'm doing now is I have several vendors. When I get an order, I turn around and send them payment and a request for the parts, which if it's within the continental United States, they'll deliver, or they'll deliver to the customer by mail. If it's overseas, they send it to me, I reship it overseas. So it does take a while to get fiberglass parts sometime. And it takes longer in the winter, of course, because working with glass, in the cold weather, it takes a little longer to lay up. And from my experience, you just get pretty darn bored at it anyway. So I think fiberglass guys are kind of like house painters. I don't know how they do it. It's wonderful that they do. But
exactly.
Boy, I couldn't do it myself.
That's right. So the lesson to learn here, guys, is, when you're going to do a project, you need to order this stuff way ahead. And not just from Jerry, but other vendors. Because what you got to realize is, like Jerry, most vendors in the RC community are small cottage businesses. Mm-hmm. This isn't your full-time job, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand there's other things going on, too. So that's why it's important to order your stuff early, right?
Sure. That's sure. I mean, you can order the same time as you order your plans. And,
right.
But still in all, you're not going to need them, in 2 weeks? You'll be putting a towel on? I'd rather doubt it.
Exactly.
And if you do, would you please come to my house? I have some airplanes to build.
Unless you're Gorin, right?
Oh, God. I don't think he ever sleeps that far.
I know. He's awesome. Well, that's cool. So another thing to mention, too, I think, is that along with all the designs on your website, there is a PDF catalog that people could download on your website, so they can always have it handy, right?
That's right. Print it out. It's got all the info on it, ordering information, vendors, and so forth. So
yeah, gotcha. And what's the best way to get a hold of you as far as like for support, if there's a problem with a plan or something, is it better to email you? Is it better to get you on RCSB? What's the best way to do that?
An email from my site would be wonderful.
Okay, there you go. Super. So there you go.
That way I have time to think about the answer to make sure I give you the incorrect information. No, I mean the correct information.
That's right. Oh, me. Okay, so here's one from an Aussie. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Okay, in terms of ordering plans, being in Australia, do you prefer people to order direct from you or from someone like Laser Cut Kits Australia?
It doesn't really matter. Laser Cut's got most all the files, and of course they support it with the plywood and balsa and pieces parts. And I don't mind at all if you order it from me, but it will cost you a lot more shipping wise. It's usually about $32 to send a plan to Australia.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, one last thing I wanted to bring up tonight was, I know we've covered a lot about your business, but one thing I think a lot of people don't know about you is that there's a lot of history in your immediate family. Your dad was famous for doing something at Pearl Harbor. Would you like to talk about that a little bit and let people know about it?
Yeah, sure. My dad went into Marines when he was 15, not by his choosing. The local judge said it was either that or go to juvenile detention hall for until he reached 20. So he joined the Marines. And he's from Louisiana, Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And he played bugle in a lot of times in Mardi Gras.
Gotcha.
Well, when he got in the Marines, they made him a musician and sent him off to Pearl Harbor. Well, when Pearl Harbor was bombed, he was the Marine that sounded a call of arms at the Marine barracks.
Wow. And,
That bugle now was on display at the Naval Air Station, Pensacola. When he got out of the Marines, his dad was chief engineer of the Panama Canal. He went down there and got a job. I was born down there. His job turned into being a cartographer, map maker. He became the chief cartographer. And we traveled all over Central and South America, 21 different countries. Checking out theodolite sites for mapping and just going all over the area. And I guess it was I was about 19 years old before I ever came to the States. So.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, isn't it?
it was fun.
I bet.
His organization had a lot of leftover World War II airplanes, B-17s and P-38 droop snoops with, camera pod in the front and the twin canopies. Uh-huh. And we would fly around following him around all these countries in those kind of airplanes, and that really sparked my interest in modeling.
Yeah. Well, that obviously had a great impact on you, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Remember those times and landing in the jungles with a B-17 and you can't even see an airstrip. Well, there really isn't one. The trees are just all cut out of the way.
So, yeah.
Really fun times.
Well, that's neat. That's very neat. Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. I think that's an important part of history that, you know, when we have little tidbits of history like that, we need to be sure and recognize them.
Yeah, I'm proud of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, you should be. I'm sure everyone appreciates your dad's service. But, anyway, well, I guess that's going to wrap it up there, Mr. Bates.
Okay.
Anything you'd like to add before we knock off?
Nothing I can say on the air. other than thank you very much for having me on the show.
Man, it's always my pleasure. I tell you what, I enjoy having everyone on here, but there's two or three people who just always make the show a pleasure, and you're one of them. That's for sure.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
And, You know, it's wintertime. Everybody needs to go to jbplans.com and order a set of plans and start building.
There you go. I'll do what I can to help everybody out.
That's right. Well, look, thanks again for joining us, Jerry. And we come back again in the future and give us an
update? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Super. Well, thanks a lot, man, and we'll be talking to you soon.
CMI. Bye-bye now.
Bye. All right, folks, that was Jerry Bates. What a great guy. Jerry's a good friend of mine, and I tell you, he doesn't meet a stranger. If you ever get a chance to meet him and spend some time with him, real interesting guy to talk with, and knows a lot about aircraft, so just a cool guy. Matt, are you around?
I am, Mike.
Well, that was kind of cool.
Imagine
yeah.
that.
Well, I didn't know. I thought you might have been off getting a margarita.
No. I brought plenty before we started the show. Plan ahead.
Wasn't that interesting, though, to hear about his dad?
Yeah. Landing on those jungle strips and, really cool stuff. See, that's the great thing about having Jerry on the show is that you get to hear all that stuff again.
Absolutely. Well, look, I wanted to announce something tonight. In December, we're going to have a really cool contest for all of the subscribers on rcscalebuilder.com. That includes lifetime site supporters and regular site supporters. And the contest is going to be called Post and Win. And here's what happens. Anyone who posts what I deem a worthy post, which is any post except a attaboy, okay, basically any question or any post to your thread or any answer to someone, anything except an attaboy, your name's going to be put into a drawing for your choice of a best pilot's pilot figure. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen these, but Lyle, who owns Best Pilots, is a sculptor, and these are some of the most incredible looking pilots you've ever seen. And whoever wins will basically get their choice. This is like up to a $235 value, I think. So we're gonna be running that through December. So everyone who posts on the site to either ask a question, answer a question, post in their build threads, or a general information, whatever, all those will be those people will be added into the drawing. And it's only for site supporters and lifetime site supporters, because I want to show those guys how much I appreciate them. So we're gonna have that coming up next month. And a couple of quick events if you're in the southern area, because that's about the only place we can have events this time of year.
You're sort of in the southern,
We got the Dawn Patrol coming up at Mac Hodges' place December 5th and 6th.
That's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, World War One event. They always have a great time. That's
our
great
buddy. Our buddy Gail will be there with Rosie, I bet. And it's going to be a fun event.
By the way, did I send you that picture of Rosie I took?
You did. You did. What a good little dog.
She is. Rosie used to be Matt's dog, for those of you that don't know. So, also, Aerofest in South Florida, which is actually in South Miami, I believe.
That just sounded weird, but, okay.
December 5th through the 7th, and that's in the Miami area, so you can go to rcflightdeck.com and check both of those out, and also check them out for any other events in your area. I guess that's, probably all I have related to the site right now. Matt, I want to thank you for getting us back on the air this year.
Well, it's been fun, Mike. I'm telling you, it's good to have you back on live. The live channel builds the community. You had a lot of folks that I think wanted to call in tonight. I could feel it.
Well,
Nigel, I think, tried to call in or something. I think he tried to call in and defend himself. But, you know how that works.
I think he just wanted to ask Jerry on live on the station if he designed Nick.
But it said he let you ask. So he really got a double, a double whammy for his one question.
That's right. So what's going on what's coming up on Warbird Radio?
Well, right now we're taking it. There's a lot that's going to be happening, but we'll bring it all to you right after the holidays. So we're going on our winter break.
Super.
I mean, just for shows. Everything else will still be up and running. So turn it off now and don't tune. No, I'm just kidding. there's a lot of stuff. I'm bad about that. No, there's good stuff coming up. One of the cool things that's coming up is our coverage of the International Council of Air Shows convention in December, which is always fun. And we're gonna really do it upright this year. So be watching for that coverage on our website at warbirdradio.com. And that is the annual gathering. It's literally the who's who of aviation. I mean, it really is, Mike. All of the military teams are there from around the world. This year, Gene Kranz is our opening speaker. You know, from Apollo, all the Apollo missions, Mission Control, and the famous Houston, we have a problem line. Really, really cool stuff that he has been a part of over the years. And so, Gene Kranz will be our keynote speaker. That's at the opening ceremony. Then after that, it just goes and goes and goes. So it's going to be a lot of fun out there in Las Vegas. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, that'd wish you were going to be there.
Well, you know, I know how you are in Vegas, and I don't think I could handle that.
You gotta sort of, you know, pace yourself when you're in Vegas. But it really is fun. I mean, imagine all of the world's aviators, the who's who of air show and aviation, gathered in Las Vegas for a week.
I would probably lose my mind.
Yeah, that's what it's like. So it's a lot of fun. We do have a good time, though. It's a great time.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. One thing I wanted to say, too, is, you know, I told you thank you for bringing the show back up, but I want to thank you for taking the time out of your evening so we can do this live. And, a lot of people don't realize how much time it takes to do one of these.
I mean, I canceled a couple of appointments tonight, but the queen can wait, Mike. The queen can wait.
But I wanted to thank you for doing that because
it's a lot of fun. We just have a good time. It's all family, you know. It's in the evening.
Absolutely.
The evening shows are the best.
I agree.
We don't have a morning show, so I can say that. So,
well, you know, I'm amazed that we didn't get anybody to call in tonight.
Well, like I said, there were people calling. I think they wanted to call in, and
Well, Glenn Ryan down in Australia said, I installed Skype today to make a call, but chickened out.
That happens. He should drink more. he should take Dave's advice and buy some beer from New Zealand and get after it.
Let me tell you something. My friend in New Zealand used to tell me about these huge freaking bottles of beer they sell there. I mean, like, what would be one of our six packs is like in one bottle.
I fully anticipate you'd tell me in like a year or two that you're moving to New Zealand.
No, the visas are too expensive. I've already checked.
Well, Dave can get you in.
Yeah.
He knows people.
Hey, Dave, you got a spare room?
Yeah, Dave knows people. He'll get you in down there. You can go to his big party that he's having in the barn this year. You know, he always has a barn party. Yeah, Dave knows people. He'll hook you up.
I hear you. But you know, those guys down there in Australia and New Zealand, they're awesome. You know, it's amazing how much they love aviation of all types.
I would agree with that. Yeah, we're really fortunate to have them on the show so frequently. And now the Wings Over New Zealand show on the station now, it's a great deal. We're lucky to have them on there.
Absolutely. And, well, I guess that's going to wrap it
up.
Well,
fine. Wrap it
up.
I'm just sitting here with you. You do whatever you want to do, Mike.
You know, are you ready to put it to bed? I'm trying to think if there's anything else I have. Oh, yeah, there is something else I wanted to talk about, too, real quick. I want to do a shameless plug for modelersreference.com. It's a new website that I've brought up
This makes sense.
Yes.
Now this all makes sense about what you talked to me earlier today about. You man, will you just take a few pictures, just a few pictures?
Anyway,
now it makes sense.
Man, I have so many aircraft walk arounds that are photo negatives right now.
I know
now, so
this is going to be great. This is needed in this hobby.
Yeah, well, what it is, folks, is, you know, we have a service out there now that you can go to and order a photo pack or a line drawing or whatever, and they mail it to you, and it costs an exuberant amount of money, and, you know, it's kind of like robbery. Did I say that? Oh, I'm sorry. But what you do on Modelers, it's modelers-reference.com, is you just go there, pick out what you want, add it to your cart, pay for it, which is very inexpensive, by the way. Everything there is under $10. So most of them are like under $5. And then you just download it right away and you have it all. So, I'm in the process of building up the walk around collection right now. We're up to about 50 walk arounds, I think.
And are these high, are they high quality pictures, Mike? Or am I going
They are high resolution scans of negatives.
Can I see some samples before I?
Absolutely. If you go to the individual page and scroll down a little bit, there's a little gallery control there, and you can flip through a couple of the images and see the quality. So,
all right, give me the site one more time.
Modelers-reference.
Now, do I spell out hyphen, or is it that dash that I put there?
It's the dash.
I'm confused already.
Modelers-reference.com.
Now, do I write dash out, or do I just put the little line there?
I am going to have your wife hit you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, these are the things you ask me. Oh, that's very nice. I found the site. Yeah.
Oh,
how
good.
Cool. How good cool deal. Is that? You gave good directions, Mike.
Yeah, so.
Give it one more time, because I probably confused everybody that's listening tonight. So.
It's Modelers, M-O-D-E-L-E-R-S, dash, reference, dot com.
Ah, there we go. And you made that.
Anyway.
You made that site.
I did.
Looks very, very nice. Very nice. Look at that. You have the Curtis Robin on there, the Newport. Wow. Wow. Good
and
stuff.
And we're adding two to three walk-arounds a week, so it's really building up fast. So.
Wow. Good stuff. All right, cool.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, look, I guess that's going to wrap it up.
What you know what? Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Your buddy Dave's calling back in.
All right.
I think go for Dave.
Go for Dave.
Dave, you there?
I'm here. How are you?
You were calling in tonight, I think. It's Dave Homewood calling back all the way from New Zealand.
Now hold on. I want to shame everyone who didn't call in, because this man is on the other side of the planet. Put forth the effort to call in tonight. So there you go. How you doing, Dave?
Great. I just wanted to say, you had mentioned about coming down to New Zealand, and anyone who's involved in aviation, if they want to come to New Zealand, and if they want to get in touch, I'm happy to give them advice or show them around various museums or whatever. So, and that includes you, Mike.
Can they sleep on your couch? That's all. Yeah, that's all they want to know.
Do you have a spare room, Dave?
Yeah. could get a bit tricky there, but we'll see.
The Homewood Hotel, yeah.
That's right.
It's open for business. Yeah, great. Good hearing your voice there.
I don't do well with animals either, so, you know, the sheep have to sleep outside.
You and the
sheep. That's right. The sheep are always outside. It's just the cats inside.
Oh, well, the cat's okay. I can deal with that. Okay. Just messing with you. Hey, look, I appreciate that. I'm sure everyone else does too. You guys are super nice there. And
Dave knows all about models. Every time I talk to him, there's a new one in his home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think, no, you've got that wrong. It's my accent. It's bottles that are always around.
Oh, okay.
Those big beer bottles.
That's what it is. Yeah. I thought it was models. I thought he'd said
I want you to, next party you go to that they have those, Dave, I want you to take a picture of one of those and post it on Facebook for me.
Yeah, sure. I will.
That'd be awesome. I mean, these things.
I'll be there tonight.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Not a problem.
How many of you empty tonight?
Yeah.
Or today, I guess. Yes.
It's still the afternoon, so it's only 3 or 4.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Good on you for calling, though. Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, no worries. I thought someone had better call in.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
No worries. Take care, guys.
Good night, Dave. Well, there you go, Mike. You have a place to stay.
That's right. That's right.
But you got to cuddle with a cat.
Go down there and play with the, what was it? What was that bird called?
I knew you were going to say that again. It's red and blue, and it's hard as a rock. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Only you could close a show out like that.
Red and blue and hard as a rock. Yep.
All right, folks. Well, that's going to wrap it up for another episode. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back after the holidays with another great interview and more information of things going on in Archie's School.
Who's on your show next time?
I have no idea. I haven't even planned that for
you. Is it a certain guy who builds jets?
Actually, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get Mike Barbie on.
Oh,
I'm
Mike sure. Barbie, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully we can get him on next. Mm-hmm. And he's a cool guy to talk to.
You know who I'm banking on? Who I want?
I know.
You've yet to have him on the show.
I know.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Yep. He's a very busy man, though. He's a very, very busy man.
One of the great parts about doing a show with you is it's always entertaining.
I'm telling you, he's a very busy guy. I know how it is. And, he hasn't stood you up, though, has he?
No.
I mean, seriously, like, he's, because I know that one night we ran out of time, and he's been kind of hesitant to come back on, because you've bumped him, you've bumped him now, like, six times, I guess, looking back.
Well, no, but, you know, we ran out of time.
I know. You need to have him on, Mike. It's impolite.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening, and we'll be talking to you after the holidays sometime, but hope you all have a great holiday, however you celebrate it, and we will catch you then. Don't forget to measure twice and cut once.
Ah, there you go. Good show, Mike. Good show.
Thank you.
Mike, I don't remember where the button is to turn everything off.
Matt, your mother would be proud.
I really don't know where the button is. Do you have it on your end?
Well, let me see. Is there a button here?
I don't know.
No, the cat's no button here. It must be on your end.
Well, let me see if it's this one here. Hang on. Nope, it wasn't that one. I'll figure this out as we go. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I think it's this one, Mike. Good night.